Remember how to do this?
Wow.
Why?
Nothing. Nothing. I'll tell you afterwards. What happened, Jeff?
I asked if you remember how to do this.
Yes, I do.
You haven't been down here in a while.
I know. A couple months, right?
Yeah, what's this? Listen to this for a second.
We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat.
Yeah. Now, the virus that we're talking about having to do, you know, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. People die from the flu.
Wow. Not to you, jerk. I feel bad, though.
I do, too. I really do.
Well... What's today?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I remember. See? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here. What's up, everybody?
Oh, my God. Jeff, what's today is October 1st?
October 2nd.
Second. Oh, my
gosh.
It's
a Friday.
It's a Friday, guys. Yeah, we're back. We're back. We are back. Right, Jeff?
Yes, Carolina. It's more importantly, it's 59 days after my shoulder surgery.
Oh, my God.
Which is the only topic I'm going to talk about for the next 30 minutes, everybody.
Wait. Before we even started this
podcast,
I'm teasing. Jeff, we wanted to be funny. Well, not funny, but I said, let's start with breaking news, okay? And the sound effect, of course you didn't know that. We had to go right to Jeff because it's about him today.
No, I just did Trump for a couple seconds.
Okay.
I played 10 seconds of Trump.
Okay.
I had a better clip
My
of Trump,
My breaking
though.
News was, guys, is I am COVID-free. I got tested last week.
Oh, God, this household.
Brutal.
Yes,
I got tested last week only because I was sick for like a couple of days. Remember, Jeff?
Yes.
I thought it was my allergies.
Jeff, am I going to die?
Oh, my God. I was nervous. I was really, really nervous because I had a lot of the symptoms except the fever. Remember, Jeff?
Right. You didn't have the I can't taste my food
no,
symptom.
No, I didn't have that symptom, but not everyone gets that. But anyway, so... Well,
that's a big one.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
So I call my doctor. The nurse says, no, the doctor's not seen sick people. I'm like, what?
Right.
The doctor's not seen sick people.
No, wait. That's,
you're a doctor.
No, that sounds crazy, but they're not seeing people who have
you're
the sick...
You're a doctor.
No. It's funny. I know
You're
it's funny
doctor.
For the podcast.
Get Webby. Let's just even get him on it, right?
Yeah. But we're going to look at it.
We give a tremendous
Get
Webby,
God. Let's see if, you know, hopefully he'll come on right this right now. Yeah, but I was like, I'm like, are you kidding me? Because Jeff says, call doctor, whatever.
Call Dr. A, I said.
Yeah, call Dr. J because you need also, I was coughing. I had a little touch of bronchitis, too, because I was wheezing. And I couldn't... Jeff, what else did I have? I had like everything, right? My
everything.
Chest was killing
the
me.
The same things you've had for the last
Aches.
24 years I've known you.
Yes. Anyway, so
I
was
feel
nervous.
Sick.
I was more nervous that I gazed into the baby, and which I was
right. That,
know,
I totally get that.
Yeah,
but
that
you,
I was nervous about.
I just listen. Can I just tell you, everybody? I knew she didn't have coronavirus. I'm not a doctor. I knew she didn't have the virus.
You don't know.
I knew.
There are people walking around with it.
Did you have
but
the virus?
They don't have some, no, I didn't have it.
Then I
but
knew.
But you know the crazy thing. The crazy thing is, guys. All right, is that I had to wait 3 to 5 days. They say you have to wait 3 to 5 days. And meanwhile, down the block, there's another urgent care that does it in 2 minutes.
Well, because only certain places have the are equipped to do that. Trump got his instantly, apparently.
Exactly. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that Vice President Pence and his wife get tested every single day.
Yeah, they all, yeah.
I didn't know that.
But Trump's a denier. He doesn't think this thing is serious. As evidenced by his statements over the last...
Well, the debate, I mean, he mocked Biden so much, like, he wears the biggest mask. Oh,
yeah,
you know.
Meanwhile, this jerk, he's got the virus.
Yeah.
He's a moron.
Is he answering?
Yeah,
hello?
He answered. He's masturbating.
Oh, my God, Webby! You're back on the podcast with us. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Can you talk?
What's going on?
Not really, but...
What the...
I got like 2 minutes.
It's our first
What's
day
up?
Back on. Are you kidding me? No, we were just saying about, you know, about Trump that he's got, you know, the virus now. What are your thoughts on that? And meanwhile, you saw the debate totally mocking Biden.
They didn't shake hands, though.
No, they didn't shake hands. So.
They didn't shake hands. And I just think that Trump is just, you know, and again, I'm not a Democrat anymore. I'm a Republican.
Did you know
now.
That?
You're a Republican.
You told me that yesterday, yeah.
What
yeah,
the
I'm
hell?
A Republican. Why? Because Democrats haven't done nothing for me in the past 8 years.
You're Spanish. They're probably
what.
Giving you some sort of handout, you know?
No, nothing. And that's the whole thing. They have to get that label off us Hispanics.
That's true.
Of being needy.
That's
what would
true.
They,
right?
What
that's
would it take?
Problem.
What would it take with being free salsa for a year? free pernil on every block.
Okay. Maybe a kilo of cocaine somewhere.
There you go, blow. Okay,
oh
loads
my
of
God.
Blow. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But you know what? Listen, it was irresponsible of Trump to go out there and do all these rallies with no mask on.
Of course.
His karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And listen, again, like I say, you know, you are the president of the greatest country in the world.
Exactly.
You should lead by example.
Exactly.
You know, that's plain and simple.
Exactly.
He thinks it looks.
Other side, you got mumbling Biden that knows nothing. He doesn't even know where he's standing at. Okay.
Yeah, but you saw the debate, right?
I don't think
at
he's
least
that bad.
Biden tried to talk about facts about what's going on. Meanwhile,
right.
You have Mr. Bully. And listen, I'm not going to pick sides here. I'm not telling you who to
Why
vote
not?
For. I have my own political views.
I saw the debate. It was more like a game of truth or dare. That's what it was. I mean, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That is what I saw. And you know what it is? The whole thing with Biden and the whole, you know, his pick for VP, that's my problem with him.
If you wouldn't have picked
Kamala Harris, I would have been fine.
Why don't you like her?
You don't like her? Why?
I don't like Kamala Harris. You know, I'm sorry. You know, I know all this whole woman power and stuff like that. I don't like her. At all.
I like what she stands. You know,
I
like that she's like, you know, a strong
worry.
Woman. How about the appointed so-called judge for Supreme Court? What do you think about her?
She's a judge.
Yeah, what do you think? No, she's not
a judge
yet.
She's a judge. She's a judge. She's a judge. And with her is that I don't like the fact that she if she gets in there, they might reverse Roe versus Wade. I believe that a woman has a right to choose over her body. Whatever
of
she
course.
Wants to do with it is her body.
Yeah.
Nobody should tell her what she should do, what she shouldn't want, who she should want, or who she wants to bang, who she doesn't want to bang.
I agree with you there.
That's my only problem with her. But everything else, she's great, a great piece of ass as a judge. You know?
There you go. Yeah, she's a nice butt.
She got seven kids?
Seven kids.
Right? Yeah, seven
Two
kids.
Two are adopted. She's like Angelina Jolie. She's got like a kid from...
Good for her, though.
She got a kid from overseas, right?
Good
At
for
least
her.
One, I
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, she got two Haitian kids.
Haitian kids.
Yeah,
see
yeah.
that? Wow.
Good for her.
So she's got a good heart, you know? But she's very anti-abortion. She signed some petition thing.
Unlike Carolina, she didn't adopt any Haitian kids. She adopted a nice blue-eyed, blonde
Yeah,
boy.
That was not my choice, you idiot.
Jesus Christ. I don't see you going to Cambodia.
Yeah, okay.
I don't see you going to Cambodia bringing back a little Chinese kid.
Idiot.
It was easier to fly locally, okay? That's all.
You're so stupid, Wabid. Oh, my God.
Much easier, you know?
So, Wabid, you know the big...
You like made in the USA, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
oh, my
exactly.
God. We also want a little Spanish baby someday. If you know, it just didn't happen for us.
We can borrow one of Wabid's kids for a couple of days. I'm sure Natalia is earning money already. Is she selling stuff door to door yet? I sold stuff door to door when I was like 8. You know?
I didn't do that. Well,
yeah, man.
I think that in the age we live now, though, it's really not possible to do that because of a lot of crazies out there, and the world is just a little. The world's a little crazy right now. I don't think that's possible right now for a kid to do that. I think
I'm one of the guys that think that they should cancel Halloween.
I was just going to ask you.
Ask you right now because Halloween is not canceled, and I see a lot of people putting up around our neighborhood, Webbing, a lot of people are putting up decorations, Halloween is going to go on, but I don't know. I mean, in the past,
maybe Halloween.
We've had over 100 kids, and actually, we've seen people with carloads from other towns coming into our neighborhood because, you know, we give good candy.
Oh, because you guys probably have the big chocolate bars and all stuff.
We had the
family size.
We
Hispanics and blacks love the big chocolate bar.
Yeah, we get
you
a lot.
Guys have the good ones.
We have
the fun size ones.
We get no fun size. That's the most unfun thing ever. Like the Happy Meal is the unhappy meal. But we get kids from all over the.
We get
a very diverse cross section of children.
We do. But I don't know.
A lot, that's why I love Robert Moses. He built those low bridges. So that the buses wouldn't come through from the
right. So you guys would stay in Harlem. I know. Stay in Washington Heights.
But he was a racist. In this neighborhood, you know, Jeff. We've had a lot of fun. You know that, and I just don't know if it's going
to
happen this
year. You know, they're telling you to put out the bowl of candy like and have it spread out, not in a bowl. Like so,
they want you to put out purple pumpkins. Color your pumpkins purple to let the kids know that. they are good to that your house is good to trick or treat.
Yeah, but oh, really? I didn't hear that. Really?
Maybe that's a New Jersey thing. I don't know. But meanwhile, the kids, you know, when you put out a bowl of candy,
yeah,
it's there for like 20 minutes. The first couple of kids take all
Remember
of it.
Remember our neighbor, Jeff? I mean, our neighbor, 1 year, okay? She put out this huge bowl of candy.
Yeah.
We mean, I think like one kid came and took the whole bowl.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Dumped it in his one sack, yeah. And that was
Remember
it.
That's what the Molina family does. We take the whole bowl. You leave it there, we're gone.
And then you give it out. Then you give it out to other kids.
Remember when we?
No! We sell them in stacks and return them to Walmart.
Remember the one year Waveen's family came over, Jeff? Their kids were like three and maybe five, I think. Waveen, first time your kids came,
they didn't even know Halloween existed.
They were like, they just kept going in the bowl, gravity.
Yeah.
and Waveen says, "Grab some more, kids. Grab some more."
Yeah, we don't get this at home.
Anyway, nope. Listen, Waveen, did you see this story? Bethany Frankel, she's slamming Kylie Jenner because Kylie Jenner has her little daughter Stormy. Stormy is on a video parading around the mommy's Mercedes Benz and Bentley cars. But the little, I think she's like 2 or 3 years old, Stormy, she's parading around with her backpack. Her backpack is worth $12,000.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I really could care less about the Kardashians. I mean, listen, you have to understand. The last time the Kardashians saw white balls were at a Dodger Stadium when they were throwing out the
soccer game. Oh, that's a pretty good joke, though. That's not bad. I was going to say a soccer game, you know?
Well, you know what? They're saying that. What's the other one that got divorced from? Remember, what's the little Kardashian? He's the shortest one.
I don't know.
Remember, you know, you know what I'm talking about, not Khloe.
Kylie?
No.
Yeah, the other one, though. The one that wasn't dating black guys, but all of a sudden went black. Yeah, the one that had the white husband. Yeah,
but now she's Kylie, going back to her husband, remember? Now
Kylie,
she's going,
Khloe
and
Kim.
Kim, not Kim. And the other one. You know,
I don't know. There's a fourth one?
The white lover, not the black
exactly,
lover.
Exactly. They say that she's probably going to be going back to her husband.
Really?
Yep. Beautiful. Yep. So listen. There's. Does Claudia have big hips and chunky thighs?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so yeah. So they said women like Claudia. This is what scientists are saying now, that women like Claudia with big hips and chunky thighs live longer than women with big bellies.
Really? The belly's bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the belly is bad. I gotta admit, I do have a little belly.
Belly fat's bad.
I don't have an ass. I don't have thighs. I do have a little belly. So.
You can get it sucked out. You can get it sucked out, though. Don't worry about it.
You can get it sucked out, but that's.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. I'm your husband. You don't have a belly.
Nice.
What belly?
Nice.
What belly are you talking about, Carolina?
And Waveen, did you see the public library in the city? The two lions with the two lion statues.
They have masks on.
They put a mask on.
Of course, I could have predicted that.
But you know what's going on? People are stealing those huge masks.
Really?
Why are you stealing?
It's fucking idiotic. I bet you some asshole making $125,000 a year, and his asshole stands up in a board meeting and says, you know what? We should put a big fucking giant mask on two fucking stone lions. Wow, that's a great fucking idea there, Joe.
You're brilliant.
You fucking asshole.
Wow. And Mabia said he couldn't talk either.
I know, right?
I guess the kids aren't around.
Okay, listen. So if anybody's looking for a pet, because right now we need to find a pet for Jackson. You know, he's an only child, and people are saying that, you know, just your responsibility.
We're going dog.
I, you know, my heart goes out to you guys with Teddy, the whole nine and shit. I got this little fucker over here.
Oh, my, your dog
survives
is...
with this little motherfucker.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
He pees all over I take him out. He pees and poops. Oh, I read some shit that he pees on your slippers because that's showing love. Listen, motherfucker,
Teddy
when
never
you
did
love
that.
Somebody, no. You don't make him work as hard.
Did you get a puppy?
Yeah, you got a puppy.
Oh, that's why. Puppies are tough, man.
Let me tell you something. When Teddy, you know,
never
when
wanted a puppy.
Teddy, you know, when Jeff and I worked all day. Teddy would not drink at all because he was afraid he'd go in the house.
He knew.
Oh my God. Then when we got home, he'd went rush to his bowl.
Remember that?
Oh my gosh,
like,
remember?
For like a minute or two, he would just slurp nonstop.
And then
right?
go out. Oh my God.
He knew the connection.
Yeah.
You know, in loving memory of Teddy, Teddy was a smart animal. He
yes,
knew
he
right
was.
Away when you guys got your income tax check to get fucking sick.
Yeah.
And he'd run up a fucking $3,000 fucking bed bill. No, he's a smart dog.
He was
I
smart
get
dog,
it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
What did you get?
This little motherfucker, he's, you know.
You got a chihuahua, right?
You have a chihuahua?
You want a chihuahua?
Yeah. I feel like throwing him over the board.
Oh, no, don't do that. But anyway, if you're thinking of getting maybe a playmate for your dog, Florida is having a swan sale. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, you can get a swan?
There's an overabundance of too many swans in Florida. So now as a result, the state is actually selling you a swan.
No, where are you going to leave those?
$10,000
a year to feed them.
Yeah.
Costs $10,000 a year to feed a swan.
It's a lot of money to feed a swan. It's a lot of money, yeah.
What do they eat?
Florida, Florida is a state that I considered moving to. I'm still considering moving. But Florida is a shitty, stupid state. Sorry to say that.
Well, you know,
you know why?
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 The only places that would house a fucking guy that likes to live with lions and shit. What's that guy's name? Tiger guy.
Oh, the Tiger guy. No, the Tiger guy. We never watched that thing on Netflix.
Yeah, you gotta watch that bullshit.
The Tiger King? Right?
Yeah, Tiger King. Yeah, no other place does a gay tiger guy with no teeth lives in.
I think the warm weather does it to people. It makes you lazy. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that.
There's all these wacky stories out of Florida all the time. You ever hear the story? Like when a news story starts with a Florida man, it always means it's something.
Yeah, Florida man. That's true.
New York man.
They have a section just like that on Reddit. A Florida man.
There's a radio show called the Florida Man Radio Show.
Did you hear what happened today to Rick Moranis? He got sucker punched in a city while he was walking.
The comedian?
Yeah, the comedian got sucker punched today.
How would you even recognize Rick Moranis? What's the last thing he did?
Well, what's the last thing he did? He did...
I don't know. I don't follow Rick Moranis, but, you know...
Yeah, but as pobrecito, they don't know, so... They don't
I'm
know...
I'm pretty sure that our audience right now is like, Rick Moranis? They don't know the fuck.
He's an
actor.
Really?
Did he do the Mighty Ducks?
I don't know. I don't. I just know that he's an actor.
He was from Second City TV. He's a Canadian.
I can tell you that.
Rick Moranis. Wow.
So a Florida man.
The worst thing. I'm sorry, Carlo. The worst thing is that we're wasting 2 minutes talking about Rick Moranis. The last time anybody talked 2 minutes about Rick Moranis, it was about this being sucker punched.
1986.
Wait, wait, this is just for you. A Florida man is suing McDonald's, saying he chipped his tooth on a chicken McNugget, and now he said he's having dental agony and is suffering mental anguish after biting into a chicken McNugget.
Maybe a little piece of a bone got in there, huh?
Maybe. Mm. So, yeah, it doesn't say how much he's suing for, but he's going after quite a few $1 million.
I tried suing him just for the fact that they served them, but that didn't work. Yeah, go ahead.
But don't you think he already had dental issues? Because it said that when he went to his dentist, they found his tooth cracked in two places, requiring an extraction, root canal, and more dental work.
But didn't you ever know?
On a simple chicken McNugget?
Carolina, remember when I had tooth problems, you know what got my teeth more than hard stuff? The soft thing. Remember, I was biting the cake and suddenly I had a tooth in my mouth a couple of years ago when I lost my teeth in the front. Yeah.
I remember
sometimes
that one.
Soft food will yank stuff out. Jackson grabbed a cough drop the other day. Would be one of those Pine Brothers cough drops.
Yeah.
Because he likes it to be a little terrorist and run around the house and just grab everything and put it in his mouth. And then he realized, oh, it's like it was sticking his mouth together. And he actually held his mouth open and let me take it out, you know?
Take this shit out because I just fucked up. That's what he meant.
Yeah, I messed up, exactly, which he, never admits to.
Jeff, before we're out of here, this is our first podcast in a while, so we're back now. Jeff is doing much better, right, Jeff?
I'm not doing that well.
I don't have COVID. I'm fine. You're okay.
I am so miserable from this surgery we're being.
My God.
Shoulder.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you, I even talked about it on the. Carolina said I took over the podcast and talked about it. I mentioned in the beginning for 5 seconds. Rotator cuff surgery is the most bitch of all surgeries. I don't care. You cannot name a more painful surgery than this. That's what everybody says. Or in a painful recovery. I had the surgery back on August 4th. It feels like I had it 3 days ago.
Yeah, but we're beating.
Are you a fucking pitcher? I mean, are you pitching for the Mets? Is that why they lost?
No. Rotator cuff, man. Tommy John's the other one in your elbow, which hurts. That's the what all the pitchers get.
Yeah,
but
rotator
cuff too, they get. It hurts, man.
Plus, on top of that, we're being. In all fairness, Jeff is also a diabetic, and so as a result. Slow healing.
The recovery is longer if you're a type 2 diabetic.
Like Webin's a diabetic. So Webin, do you when you bleed, doesn't it take a while for it to stop bleeding?
Yeah, before it heals and shit, I get cuts where I never thought that I was gonna get a fucking cut and doesn't heal and shit. But you just gotta be careful. That's why I don't go out. I don't really allow anybody near me at all.
Have you been?
Webin was telling me they don't go shopping. They do. You do everything via Amazon, right?
Yeah, Amazon Fresh, the best. Listen, if I had Jeff Bezos' name, I'd kiss him right in that bull ass.
Really? Wow, you haven't been out, huh?
Because I asked Wabina, I called Wabina, I said, Wabina, I need to find some Lysol spray. He goes, Amazon, everything's Amazon. I go, how about this, Amazon? I go, how about this, Amazon?
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you been out to dinner at all?
No.
No.
See, there you
honestly,
go.
Honestly, we cook at home. Like, you know, Amazon has these, we like P.F. Chang. So they have like the right. P.F. Chang meals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We cook that shit. I squint my eyes and I serve the food to my kids. And that's, I mean,
doesn't the Cuchifrito place deliver? The local Cuchifrito?
Oh, no,
they
stop.
Don't deliver?
The local Cuchifrito place delivers, yes. You know, that one, you know, yeah, we
okay.
have, they print the chicharron de pollo and all that shit.
You know what? I haven't been to our bodega in a while.
I know, changed names like five times. You ever notice how it been? Like they change names and then they sort of try to cross out the old name off the awning. But they don't do a good job, yeah. You know?
They don't change the order.
Yeah, because bodegas are like Hispanic women. They change boyfriend every 3 months. You know?
They don't change the awning with me. They don't put a new awning with a new name. They kind of like trying to white it out.
I loved the one in the city I used to drive by that said open 25 hours a day. That was my favorite one. I love the misspellings. Those are good.
Oh, my God.
Of course,
God.
Anybody can do it. It's not just Spanish. It could be white people doing that, too.
Oh,
so,
my God. You know. Hey, listen, before we're out of here. So the big question now is if they're saying that Trump was feeling lethargic the last couple of times. They've noticed he was lethargic, Jeff.
Yeah.
So now they said he is showing symptoms. He and his wife. People are questioning whether if he is still able to be president, serve the country, should he step back and let Pence, who has already tested negative, take over for a few weeks or a couple of months?
It's not going to happen before the election. It just will not happen.
Can that happen, though? Can that happen?
Yeah, but it's not going to happen right now. Unless he's completely debilitated, okay? Unless he's completely out of it. But he is 74, so you know, anything can happen. I hope not.
Yeah,
I hope he's healthy, you know?
We just gotta pray for them that you know.
It's just unbelievable, this guy that downplayed this thing, and, you know, he...
It's you guys are horrible. Such fucking hypocrites. I want to see... We just have to pray for him. I want to see you take a fucking picture of you kneeling down and taking 5 minutes and praying for
me? I didn't pray for him.
He is, regardless of my political beliefs, he is the leader of our country. And, you know, as an American citizen, I just tell everybody, just pray for that he can lead the country. That's it.
But he's not leading it now, so it won't make,
oh
won't
my
make,
God.
Won't make
Listen,
much of a difference.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're back tomorrow, right, Jeff? We're back tomorrow.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Mariah Carey's memoir, too.
Yeah. Mariah's got to go because she's got to go pray for Trump.
I know. She's got to go kneel for Donald Trump. I didn't even bring up Mariah Carey's memoir. It had some great stories in it.
What story, Jeff? Did you know that Jeff swam with Mariah Carey?
The great story is that the great story is that, you know, Tommy Mottola was a controlling little fuck.
Yeah.
He had put a knife to her face.
Yeah.
And when he did that, she started banging Derek Jeter, and Derek Jeter just gave her balls and gloves, brother.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. I had no interest in reading this book at all until I read the some of the big bombshells from it. She called the compound where they lived up in Bedford Sing Sing, you know, the prison.
No way.
She called it a prison.
Thalia is like so in love with Tommy Mottola. They have two kids.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe he's not as controlling with her, but he was really controlling. There's a big age difference, right? Wasn't there between him and Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Wow. Anyway, guys, listen, we're back. We're back, okay? More podcasts throughout the week. We love you. If you want to listen to us, please, we're everywhere. iHeartRadio, Amazon Music now. Diesel.
What's Diesel?
I don't know what Diesel is. Do you know what Diesel is?
Do you know what that is, Mabin? She's probably saying it wrong.
I don't know what Diesel is.
I think it's called Deezer.
Diesel. That's like a Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Like
is it Deezer or Diesel? I don't even know.
I think it's Deezer.
I believe it's Diesel.
Listen to these morons. We don't even know where we are.
Go to Revolver Podcast. Subscribe. You'll see every platform there. And subscribe to anyone you want to listen to, okay? Listen, we're also on Instagram at Carolina Cadillo. I'm on Facebook, Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. If you want to call us, 516-637-3254. If you want to email us, Carolina @gmail.com. G, your info?
@WebinOficial on Instagram. Webin Oficial on Instagram. Just follow me there.
Webin, why is your Instagram different now?
Yeah, did you get banned or something?
Yeah, LeBron James didn't like the fact that I called him a communist and he reported me.
Really?
Oh my God! Yeah.
A commie?
He took my shit away.
Oh my
God! Guys, I gotta go.
Guys,
I gotta go.
Bye.
Oh man.
Bye. Love
bye.
You. Love
go to PF Chang's. Bye. Oh wow. Okay. He must have really
oh
had to go.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. At Jeff Jensen's show on Twitter, the real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. Jeff Jensen on Facebook.
Oh my God.
It's a picture of Teddy jumping in a field.
Yeah. Okay.
516-637-3254. Thanks to everybody who reached out during this almost 2 month hiatus from podcast. We'll be back though.
Oh my gosh, Jeff.
We'll start doing more.
Massive amounts of texts I got. Where
I know,
are you guys?
I know.
Where are you guys? You guys okay?
I want to mail the shirts out. I am one handed right now, everybody. I really just, this pain is brutal.
Yeah, it's been hard. It's been hard.
Anybody who's had this, reach out to me. I've taken a lot of oxycodone, I've taken prescription illegally. Yep. You know?
Yeah.
CBD sort of works a little bit.
Goodbye, guys. Love you.
Nothing works. We love you. Thanks for listening, all right? All right. Oh, yeah. Haven't heard this song in a while, huh? Oh, thanks, Enos. Love it. Yeah. JJ to DJ at optonline.net. You want a t-shirt? 516-637-3254. Call us.
Say it again, my boy, selector.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.